You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Authorities have caught the shooter who assassinated a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband and shot another lawmaker and his wife. Some Wisconsin lawmakers have left their homes for their own safety after being named on the shooter's so-called hit list. Savannah Tome Olson has the story.
Officials say Vance Bolter impersonated a police officer early Saturday morning in order to kill Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. Authorities say he also shot Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, who have had surgery and are reportedly in stable condition. Authorities allegedly found a manifesto of sorts, which listed dozens of Democratic lawmakers he wanted to target. And a source confirmed to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 11 Wisconsin lawmakers were on that list. CNN reports Bolter's LinkedIn page shows he attended Cardinal Stritch University in Fox Point from 2008 to 2016. At least one of his cars was found in Faxon, Minnesota, which is about a 90-minute drive west of the Wisconsin border. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Gas prices fell 2.8 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 8.2 cents lower than a month ago and over 33 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddies say drivers should expect prices to increase. Israel and Iran are trading attacks, which has caused oil prices to surge to multi-month highs. Gas prices could rise by 10 to 20 cents and diesel could jump 15 to 25 cents in the days ahead. Gas Buddy officials say the situation in the Middle East has the potential to worsen at any moment. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.79 to $2.89 per gallon. While millions gathered for No Kings rallies across the country, Wisconsin Rapids saw several hundred people on the East Riverview Expressway on Saturday for the event, pushing back against the Trump administration.
No Kings Day is Flag Day, and I think it's time that the good people of the United States take back the meaning of the American flag.
Several were surprised by the number of people who came out for the rally.
I am greatly surprised, but I'm so happy that there are this many people who feel the same that I feel.
Organizers estimated that well over 300 people attended, making this the largest gathering of protesters in Wisconsin Rapids since groups started demonstrating at that location in mid-March. People were there for a variety of reasons.
No kings, no crowns, and stop funneling our money to billionaires and put it back in Social Security, Veterans Affairs, and children programming where it belongs.
Third Congressional District candidate Emily Berge described the emotion of the event.
I think there's anger, there's solidarity, there's people are nervous, there's fear, but there's also joy. You know, and I think that's what draws people in, is to be with each other and to have fun even. You know, there's music playing. Just a lot of togetherness.
A small group of counter-protesters joined the crowd during the last hour of the rally.
That sign is, we said we'd rather vote for a felon than a, I'm not going to say the word out loud because.
Her group of six were there in support of the Trump administration. Kathleen Blevins shared what they were standing up for.
We the people own the government of the United States. It doesn't belong to the government. It's a government that was created by the people for the people, and we believe in that. That's what we believe in.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers head to Chicago to open a series against the Cubs tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2 to win the four-game series and move up into second place. Did things get testy with St. Louis over the weekend? The Brewers' Trevor McGill.
Tensions were high. Everything surrounding that's happened over the series. So, yeah, that's huge for us. 3 out of 4 and get out of the jam like that.
Rhys Hoskins got beaned. The Cardinals' Wilson Contreras having words with the Brewers' bench. Pat Murphy.
Cardinals Cardinals Brewers, man. There's always going to be high emotion. The health of the game is that you let players, especially veterans like that, handle what they handle. If we feel like somebody's throwing at us on purpose, the umpires will take care of it.
Girls High School Softball, the Kokona Ghosts, with a 1-0 win over Kenosha Bradford to clinch their fourth state division title in the last 5 years.
I mean, it hasn't quite settled in yet, but it's an amazing feeling. I mean, I wouldn't want to go out any other way, so it's just incredible.
That's senior pitcher Carly Meredith with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Sheridan's dance card continues to remain full. He is jumping back into the feature film world with a new film called FAST, or Fast, which will star Brendan Sklenar, who he worked with on 1923, and Succession's Juliana Canfield. The film is a thriller that will hit theaters in April 2027. Taylor Sheridan, in addition to writing the critically acclaimed film Hell or High Water, is the creative force behind Yellowstone, Lioness, Tulsa King, and Yellowstone prequels 1883 and 1923. Speaking of theatrical releases, this summer is off to a great start when it comes to the box office. Next summer, there is also a real treat in store when Toy Story 5 will hit the silver screen. Pixar Animation and Disney have announced officially that the next chapter for Buzz and Woody will premiere June 19th, 2026. In the story, our heroes take on modern technology, or tech toys, in order to fight for their existence. Ted Lasso star Jason Sudeikis learned a lot from his uncle, George Wendt. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, actor, writer, producer Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, told Ted Danson that Sudeikis found out about his uncle's death while in the writer's room at Ted Lasso, then added that they matched tears with laughter by watching compilations of George Wendt as Norm. Orlando Bloom is alive and well after his surgery. No reason to panic, Bloom fans. The actor had elective surgery, which was a blood-filtering procedure to remove microplastics or forever chemicals from his blood. The procedure is only available at one clinic in London, according to Collider. If you're thinking about checking out this procedure, just know that it costs 10 grand. Let's be honest, most of us will just have to cross our fingers and hope that having Tupperware in our blood isn't as bad as experts say. Alan Ritchson has played Reacher for 3 seasons now, and season 4 is currently in production. It's a good gig because there are 29 Reacher books, and each one equals one TV season, which could keep an actor working for quite a while. The role is iconic and based on the books by Lee Child. Ritchson says when he won the role, he was nervous about trying to fill the shoes of Tom Cruise, who played the character in the movies. Ritchson says he was really thrilled when he got the part, but recently said that he was even more excited when he realized the character Reacher in the book eventually has thinning hair. Ritchson says he erupted in cheers when he read that because there is no pressure now to not go bald, which for a guy can be a challenge over the course of 29 TV seasons. Great show. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Could be some locally heavy rain. Our low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms with a high upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.